It's Radio Dublin, heard on 101 megahertz on the FM band, 1188 kilohertz medium wave, 6910 kilohertz shortwave. Still broadcasting away about 3 weeks into the new year. Most stations in the country having closed down. Some have actually reopened again. Ironside and Z103 and Radio North, Radio Star up in Monaghan. A few others, about 15, 16 in total. Still in operation. The rest, I'm afraid, have packed it up and gone home. With ourselves, I think everybody knows about the new legislation. Came in 1st of January and all the problems ever since. Disruptions to programs here last Thursday for a couple of hours put us off air with a prohibition notice which shut off our electricity and telephones. A High Court hearing later on in the day brought those back with instructions from the judge to serve notice by telephone on or telecom and electricity supply board to restore services. ESP, of course, came back 6 o'clock in the evening, but our telephones needed a bit of persuasion until they eventually arrived on Friday. So, your station chugging along as per normal now, and it does appear that we will continue as is, probably up to April or May next. Not too sure when, but sometime in the future we chug along until that. Now, a number of the stations are around the countryside and those actually closed down as well, I've helped out in the Independent Broadcasting Association. They've started a fund to fund hearing on the Radio Dublin case. It'll be a fairly big thing in the High Court sometime in April next, we assume. It could be a bit sooner, it could be later. We don't have a definite date as yet. But the case itself is liable to cost an enormous sum of money. Original estimates put it down at somewhere between £10,000 and £15,000. Well, so far we've gone through almost 3,000 without getting to the High Court, so I think the estimates are a bit underestimated. But that's the situation. The Independent Broadcasting Association are actually putting out appeals right around the country to fund this particular High Court action, testing out whether the Broadcasting Act is constitutional or not. We feel it is not, and that the case actually will be won, but that remains for a court to decide on that. So in the meantime, we can chug along and bring you programs from now till around about April, barring odd happenings here, there and yonder. Someone said to me during the week, they're a barrister, if anything does come up, I will certainly be the first one to know about it. Country stations are most unlikely to be tackled. It does appear that the minister simply wants my head. We're getting along as expected fairly good. We do expect all sorts of people along within the next few weeks, including television cameras, newspaper reporters and whatnot. So we'll keep you in touch on what's happening and leave it for that for now. It's 8 minutes to 2 o'clock. You're going back into normal programs after a record. If I can get around to queuing properly, let's see what we can do. We can. I'll probably see you next Sunday if there's anything exciting in the way of news. If not, let's leave it until Sunday week. Goodbye, God bless, and a record for, well, for my Jacqueline. Who else?